Chat with Mrs. Burns is third grade.
I'm Violet.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Max.
I'm Ella.
I'm Madeline.
I'm Lara.
I'm Liam.
And I'm Mrs. Burns. And so today is our final podcast for season three. Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
How many?
I'm so sad though, because it's our last podcast and it's like our last day of being like with the whole class. It's going to be sad because I'm going to miss all my friends and you, my teacher.
I know. It's hard to finish something, right? Especially something that you work so hard on.
Yeah, and you can't do it next year.
I'm kind of sad
because we won't be able to do like any more podcasts, like with
making an app.
Or making ebooks. Or
movies.
Because I liked making podcasts with like cool people that have different kinds of interesting jobs.
So why do you guys think that you can't do that now? At next year?
I think that, other people in the whole school, like we're the only class that gets to do like apps and podcasts.
And the only thing is the teachers might not know how to like manage.
Yeah.
And they're like, you are like the tech teacher.
Make the podcast, make an app. They might not know how to code.
You could do it at home, but it's really fun to do it with your friends.
Because we really cooperate. But you guys, I didn't know how to do it either. Mm-hmm. Right? But I learned it by doing. Just like you guys did, right? So you guys now know how to do all of these things. So you guys can teach other people, right? You can go to your fourth grade classes and you can say, hey, I've got a great idea. We could do a podcast, or we could make an ebook, or we could make a movie, or an app, or a music video, or something like that.
The problem is the teacher might not like agree to that because maybe they think that we need to do a lot more stuff. But then the other thing is when you go to fourth grade, you're getting ready for Roosevelt, and that might be complicated.
Roosevelt probably have that sort of stuff.
You don't think?
I've been in the app dev group and the podcast group, and they're both really fun.
But go ahead, Thomas.
But the thing that's also happy about going in fourth grade, you're still going to do fun stuff.
You're still going to do fun stuff.
So that you might not realize it, but it might not be as fun or like kind of free time. Because podcast is about learning. It's like our social studies, but like in a fun way. Because you make learning fun in different ways, like podcasts.
But shouldn't it always be fun like that?
Yeah.
I think it should be too. And I can guarantee you that we learn a lot more and in more realistic ways that will be for real life, like when you guys get older and stuff, than other people. People learn a lot, don't get me wrong. Everybody's learning stuff, but we learn things that you will be able to use for your whole life. And that's the good thing. And learning how to work together, though. That's the big part. Yeah, that is the big part.
Because when you get a job, you have to work with everyone.
You have to work with, everyone that is doing the same thing as you. You have to work with them because they're doing the same thing as you.
Yeah, and you might not agree with what they have to say,
if you don't work
with
them, it won't work.
Yes. But so the good thing is that this type of thing that we do here, I don't want you to ever lose it. I want you to take it forward, and I want you to keep doing this type of thing. And they do things like this at Roosevelt too.
Nobody makes an app, but
you guys can show them. You can show them. Sometimes people just don't know all their options, right?
Then they can start doing it.
And you could talk to your teachers and say, this is the kind of stuff I learned. And I think that we could learn this kind of stuff and more, if we do it in our class.
Once they listen to our, the season three podcast, that, say I was in, Mrs. Gaddis's class, and I asked her if we could listen to, season three podcast, one of them. Once she listens, she might think it might be easy, I know how to do it.
Absolutely.
Probably going to be another person from the podcast in your class.
Probably.
So they would be able to help.
So how do you guys think you will feel when there's a new chat team next year?
Happy that they're going to keep it going.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep on making cool podcasts.
And I like that
they would learn about other people's lives too. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely keep like listening or to the podcast, chat to season four, five, or and so on.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on and to think about like what kind of things. Just in general, it doesn't have to be about the chat or about the app or anything like that, but what do you think, and I want you to think about this before you answer. I'm going to ask each of you this. What do you think is the biggest thing you learned in third grade? The biggest thing you learned in third grade. And think about it for a minute. And I'm going to ask you this, Violet. What do you think is the biggest thing you learned in third grade? Now, your brother, Rowan, was in our class, too, okay? He was in our class, what, 2 years ago, I think, or in my class, not your class, right, because he's 2 years older than you. So he's at Roosevelt now, and he was on the chat, too. He was also, I think, on App Dev at the very beginning, but then he was moved to the chat. So tell me, what is the biggest thing you learned this year?
I don't really know.
Okay. Well, I can give you some more time to think about it, too, if you want to. Sometimes it's kind of hard to put that stuff into words, right, without getting a lot of time to think. What do you think, Thomas?
Just working in groups, because you didn't really do that in second grade. And it really helps a lot, because if, like, you're stumped, you have someone to help you. But then when you're working by yourself, you're just stumped. And, like, you have to try to work your way through it, but it's harder without any other people.
Yeah. In your group. Do you think you learn from other people, too, in the classroom, like your classmates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you do, too. Okay, Max, what do you think was the thing that you learned the most? Now, you were only here for half a year.
Yeah, probably work together to, like, make, like, bigger podcasts.
Yeah.
And, like, to make podcasts, a person wouldn't be able to make one by themselves.
Yeah.
And they would have to work together to make like a really good podcast.
Yeah. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not easy. What about you, Ella?
Like if you have goals, you can try to reach for them and like keep reaching for them till you get them.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm glad you learned that. Yeah, because that's true, right? You can do whatever you want to. Just like we just said, you guys can go forward now and show people and do bigger things now. You guys have the basics of this type of communication down. You guys can now go on and do bigger things. Who knows, maybe someday you'll have your own show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? Like Reese, our friend Reese, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Madeline, what about you?
I think it was groups like Thomas said. That we learned, because in second grade and first grade and kindergarten, well, in first grade and second grade, we didn't really work with groups. We didn't really work with groups that much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a little new.
Yeah.
We
need one group
whole
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we all had to work together or independently.
Yeah.
Well, first, I want to say that Kate had made a podcast, but the other thing what I learned was that I learned how to, just like Thomas, working in groups, because I have two things, like working in groups, because in first and second grade, it was hard to communicate or like kind of like agree on something, but that's what I really learned in third grade, so that was really cool.
Yeah, but let me tell you too, honestly, even as an adult, it is very hard to get along, right? It doesn't get easier, I promise you. But the thing is that now you guys have a head start and you know how to compromise better, right? Liam, what about you?
I learned to really use my voice, because like on the podcast, you have to like ask questions to the guest. And before that, I mean, I used my voice, but I didn't really use it in ways like this. So I learned how to use my voice in a really creative way.
I agree.
Talk louder.
Yeah, exactly. That's super important for everyone to do. But Liam, I have noticed that about you, because I've known you since kindergarten, because you were my kindergarten class. And I remember, you know, you've always had a lot to say and a lot of really good things to say, but sometimes you're pretty quiet. And so I've noticed that this year you've really developed a lot more confidence. And I think that's really cool. Yeah, you get over your fears of speaking. I don't know if you were scared of speaking or not, but you've really had a lot of confidence. And I think all of you this year have really built your confidence up, which makes me super happy. Okay, so let's think about fourth grade now. So what do you guys think you are, what are you looking forward to in fourth grade?
Well, I am looking forward to, well, I want to get a certain teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I want to do, like, different, like, certain stuff fourth grade that we never got to do, like, more complicated stuff.
Like what? Yeah. Do you have any ideas about what kind of stuff?
Like math.
Ooh, yeah. In fourth grade, you get into some really good math. I love math. One of the things I think about this class, I think this is the most math-oriented class I've ever had. You guys all really seem to like math a lot, and you're all really good at it. So that makes me happy. So math, you're definitely going to get into some more complex math. What about the rest of you? What are you guys looking forward to for fourth grade?
I'm really, it doesn't really matter to me which teacher I get. I've heard that that all the teachers are really nice.
They are. They're very nice.
I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they're all nice because Mr. Garfield, like in our last podcast, talked about that he only hires teachers that kids will really love, and they have to be really confident. So I'm really looking forward to which teacher I get. Because every teacher has something kind of like a free time. Because you had last year I got to eat snack whenever I wanted, and then I got to do podcasts and app. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what next year could be.
Yeah,
it could be different
the unknown, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like something that other classes probably might not
do. Could do podcasts.
What do you think, Max? What are you most excited about?
I'm excited because I'm kind of sad because I'm going to a new school.
Yeah.
But I'm also excited because I could be in one of my best friend's class.
Cool. It's hard starting something new, but I'm sure you're going to do great because you're really confident, you're very nice, you're very funny, and you're a good friend, so that's good. What about you, Violet? What are you...
I'm really excited because we get to do, like a lot of new things.
Like what? What are you excited about?
Like, I don't really know, but, like, I'm excited to, like, to do, like, new things and like, do more, like projects and other things.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so who else? Thomas, what do you think?
Just exploring new classroom. I read most of the books in our class library. I'm just excited that I'm gonna have a refresh of new books, and I get to explore just a whole different classroom and all the different stuff they have. And yeah.
Yeah, okay, who has not gone yet? Liam, what about you?
I'm really looking forward to see which teacher I get. I kind of want Mr. Chaney because everyone says that he's really funny.
Yeah.
And I want to be with Tommy Ignofo
again. Oh, my goodness. I remember you guys in kindergarten. I think there was a reason why you guys weren't together after that. Didn't you guys chat a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were very chatty. But that's okay. You're older now, so maybe it's different, right? It's different. Well, that would be fun for you, right?
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to do like harder things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a pretty good reader, so I'm looking forward to read like harder books because fourth grade has a lot of harder books in third grade, and I'm looking forward to do like harder math, like big, like learning the multiplication table and like all that stuff.
Cool.
And percentages.
Percentages, yeah, I love percentages. All right, what about Ella?
Well, I just want to like explore different classrooms and see what different things they do in other classrooms than this one.
Cool. Okay, so let's go back now. Let's think about a podcast in our year. So, who was your very favorite guest and why? Who was your very favorite guest and why?
Mariette Strauss, because
she was good.
She was the first person that we actually had a conversation with.
And
like she actually brought up stuff. Like most of them didn't bring up stuff. They would just answer the questions.
Yeah.
But then she actually would like talk about like we got into this movie thing and then we started talking about like Romeo and Juliet and stuff.
I remember that was really good. That was a good podcast. It always makes it better when it's a conversation, right? Okay, what about you, Ella?
I like James Ketchell because, like I said, he reached his goals that he
that he wanted to achieve.
So James Ketchell was the explorer, right?
Yeah.
And he climbed the mountain and all that stuff.
He biked 18,000 miles.
And biked and
swam.
Yeah, he did low. Rode
across the Atlantic.
Yeah, rode across the Atlantic Ocean.
I wasn't there for that podcast, so I really wanted to listen to it.
Yeah, he was good. You can listen to it because it's on our podcast. What about Max? What about you? What was your favorite guest, or who was your favorite guest?
Maybe, let's see. Maybe James Ketchell, because he did all those really cool things, like climb Mount Everest and bike 18,000 miles.
He was interesting.
Yeah.
And he had so much energy, didn't he? He was, like, really energetic. Yeah. All right, Violet, what about you?
My favorite was the librarian.
Oh, yeah? She was? She was nice, though, wasn't she? And she did. You guys had a really good conversation with her, too, from River Forest Public Library. Melissa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was definitely good. Is that why you liked her? Or did you just like the stories or the books that she talked about? Yeah?
I did.
Cool. All right. Who didn't go yet? Madeline, what did you?
I liked the podcast with... I liked the best two podcasts were the Joe Corvo and Mr. Godfrey.
Ah,
because why I like Mr. Godfrey's podcast... Why I like the podcast about Mr. Godfrey was because he told us what some stuff were like going to be here next year, like the Gaga pit, basketball,
soccer.
It's kind of fun knowing stuff before the rest of the kids, right?
I like Joe Corvo. It's because it was kind of interesting because he was talking about like hockey.
I love hockey, too.
Yeah.
Do you like hockey?
Yeah. I watch it. I watched it yesterday.
You did, yeah. And
who
won?
Boston
Bruins.
My favorite podcast, well, I have two, Mr. Godfrey, because I liked knowing what was going to happen next year. And he's really interesting, and he was really nice about what things going to happen and about his life. I also like the librarian one. I think we had the best conversation ever. The best conversation because we talked about different books and when we recorded it, we went on too long, so it stopped at, because it goes to a certain amount, and then we had to start over, and that was the only time. So that means I'm guessing that we probably had the best conversation.
Yeah, you guys did. Because
we talked about what each book for a while and things like that, which is really cool. I like that she taught us about the books.
Yeah.
She told us about the books and how they work out. Well,
yeah.
So.
We invited her to the tour tomorrow, too. The Native Garden Tour. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Liam, what about you?
I like Chase Wright because he taught us, like, how to, if you really want to, like, do something, go and do it.
So who is Chase Wright again? Tell our listeners.
He was a professional golfer.
Yes, that's right.
On the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us that, like, you really have to work hard. If you want to do something, you got to work hard to do it. But if you do it, it feels really good. And like Daddy said that sometimes it's like every once in a while it's okay to be selfish because it will like I forget what he said, but it was like he said that it's okay to be selfish because it could really help you later on in life.
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself, right? You have to take care of yourself. And sometimes you do have to be selfish in order to achieve your goals. It's never good to hurt anyone on the way, though, right?
I mean, but it's something that you might have to do to achieve your goals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So do you guys have any, this will be our last question, but do you guys have any advice for people who are going to be podcasters in the future? Podcasters in the future. So let's go around and we'll see if everybody's got something. What do you think, Max?
Is to always work together.
Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah. And like you will create bigger things if you work together.
Yeah, absolutely. Good advice.
Not to get like
you should only get people on the podcast that you really know or you could really contact them, because like in the start of the year we tried to get Todd Gurley, which that didn't end out good, and he probably hasn't responded yet. So try to get people that you know probably that you would do it. Otherwise, and you should always think of a backup plan.
Yes.
And try not to think of like someone just so they can just get it for Friday.
Yeah.
So they don't like, because I'm thinking they don't interested in.
Yeah.
Like not just one like. You know, you brainstorm like the thing is Miss Ellis.
Yes. So when it's kind of a long part that I was going to talk about, was that at the beginning of the year, we didn't really know about the podcast team and how to communicate or like agree on something.
Yeah.
Because back to first and second grade, we didn't work with groups well and we didn't know how to communicate with them very well. But we have to choose something, like Thomas said, something that where you have to choose someone who you know you can for sure get. Mm-hmm. Don't waste your time on sports like famous people. We got very lucky on Chase Wright.
Yeah.
He's a golfer. But because he's in Liam's family, so he could. But he practices every day. But then the other thing is that it might be hard, because if you get someone who you don't know, you might not get, like famous people, it's pretty hard to get them because they're probably practicing every day and they're probably really busy.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to get people who are... So you have to get someone who you know how to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they're retired, but they're still famous, it's still pretty it's hard.
Like, wasting your time chatting.
Yeah.
Because if we did that a lot, we talk about, like, stories, like, stories. That's why we had to get some people off the chat. Like, we were talking about coupons and stuff while we were looking up people for guests.
That's the hard thing, but that's part of the learning. But that's part of the learning, right? You have to learn. Sometimes you have to do poorly. Yes, sometimes you have to fail in order to learn, right? Usually you have to fail in order to learn. But one of the things I want to say about the famous people thing, you can always try to get famous people, but you have to be realistic and have a plan. You can't say... Well, you don't need to know you can get them for sure. You need to know that you can contact them for sure.
Yeah.
But you always have to be realistic. And you can't plan your whole thing around one person.
For Fridays, we would always do a podcast. Sometimes people had to reschedule for, like, the dentist one. Doctor's office.
We had to reschedule for, like, Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. So let's... that was easy. So let's ask Liam, because we didn't get Liam and we didn't get... Did we get Violet yet? No, so we didn't get Liam, we didn't get Violet. Okay, Liam, who is your favorite guest and why? Is that what we were talking about? Oh, no, what? I'm sorry. Jeez, I totally forgot. You're right, I forgot the topic we were on. The topic was, what piece of advice do you have for future podcasters?
You gotta really work together, because at the beginning of the year we didn't really work together and we would like argue and like yell at each other and stuff. Now we're like really good and we like just talk to each other, and if someone does something wrong we don't like really yell at them, we just say it's okay, you can do it next time, like
that's why we have project managers to keep everyone on track, because if you don't have it you could get like
project managers are important, right? It's hard to be a project manager. Okay, Violet, what about you?
You should try not to argue, because it could waste your time.
Yeah, but it's hard sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you really want something and someone else doesn't, and you really truly believe that what you want is the best thing, it's hard not to argue. And even as an adult, that's hard. So that's something that you have to continue to do and focus on,
just
is that... compromising. Yeah. And, you know, being able to separate yourself from, like, not take things personally is hard. But that's good practice in the podcast team.
Have a backup plan.
Yes, always have a backup plan. No matter about anything, right? Not just the podcast, but in life.
We tried to contact Dude Perfect on his website, on their website, but they never got back.
And sometimes people won't.
Once could have done like a scam. We were looking up videos how to contact them. But that's why we always need a backup plan.
Yes, I think that's good advice for life in general. You will never find someone's phone number that's famous on the internet. I can guarantee you that.
If it's real,
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't
like
be there.
Everybody would
call it. All right, like so let's start to wrap it up. And we want to wish our anybody who's out there that really wants to be a podcaster,
good luck.
And you should do it because it's not as hard as you think. And it's a fun and a great learning experience. It is hard, but everything that's hard, or not everything that's hard, but everything that's worth learning is usually hard, right? All right, so should we sign off? What do we want to tell our listeners for?
Season four, and
stay tuned in for season four. We all wish them good luck, and please make sure to listen to them. I bet they are as good as us. And
I bet they're going to be good.
Yeah.
And always remember to make
try to achieve your goals.
Don't give up. All right, and also don't forget to download our app. Our app, the Classmate, is called Mood Monsters Wellness Workshop, and it is an iOS app and is available on the App Store for free. And it is for kids to get 60 minutes of exercise every day. So make sure you go and get it. All right.
Stay healthy.
Tune in to season four next year. All right, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.